T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Slacker and Steve on demand.
The tweeters, those people that do that, they started, every once in a while they start like the hashtag thing. You've heard of it, I think, the pound sign.
Yeah,
that. And we're stealing one. It's who you shouldn't trust. What is it?
Hashtag
don't trust someone who.
Yeah, fill in the blank. Don't trust someone who blanks.
That.
Yeah.
So that's what we want you to do.
Blank.
Tell us,
good, super cash, you crazy.
Who should you not? Yes. Who are you not supposed to trust? You should not trust people who sound like Sean Connery. Listen. Don't trust people who blank.
Yeah.
Now, here's some of the answers on Twitter are awesome. Mm-hmm. Like, let's go through some of these and I'll ask you, like, do you trust these type of people? Do you trust people who take ceramic coffee mugs out in public?
I don't know.
Yeah, I really thought about it before now. But now that you see that person, like, what the hell are you doing?
Yeah, why are you doing that?
Why is that out here?
Right.
Don't trust a person who has a ceramic coffee mug out in public.
I like that.
Next, people who set their alarms off for times ending in anything other than a 0 or a 5. Why the 5?
What does that mean?
Oh, 0 or 15.
Wait, they set their alarms 9 times and hit snooze in the morning?
No, somebody who's like, I've got to get up tomorrow at 6:02.
Oh, it's got to be a weird off.
Yeah, no. If you don't set it for 6, or 6:15, 6:30, or 6:45, like it's got to be a 0 or a 5.
Huh, 6:02. That's
okay. Can I just say this?
Sure.
I don't trust anyone in 27J Middle School. Because my kid goes to school from 8:30.
You're still bitter.
Till 4:32. Some brain trust is like, 2 extra minutes, Arthur Carson, shut up. Let him out at 4:30 or 4:45. I don't even care if it's 4:45, but 4:32 is dumb.
Either way, you still have to stay home with the kids on Monday. Meanwhile, the teachers have the day off.
Yes.
So that rocks.
Oh, saving millions. Dude. You know what? We're going to get back to what we're talking about. So keep calling with your never trust somebody who blanks. You know what I forget?
What's that?
I get in a room with you and we're just chatting and I forget that these go out there.
Oh.
And people who work in 27J can hear too. Right? So then here I am dropping my kids off at school. I'm waving to the assistant principals. Hey, good morning. And they're like.
They give you stone face.
Oh, we get Mondays off, do we? 4:32 is dumb, is it? It never occurs to me that anyone would ever listen to this piece of hell show.
I have to lose respect for the teachers of 27J if they're listening to this.
Yeah. Okay, so stop. Sorry, you guys are great.
And that salves it over. I love it.
Will you? Okay, it might have salved it over had you not come in off the turnbuckle.
Oh, dang it. I ruined the salve.
All right, next up, people who have their phone brightness on the highest setting. Never trust a person who's got their phone bright.
What's wrong? What? I don't know.
Yo, cataracts. You don't need it that bright.
I didn't know what's. It just comes with the phone. I didn't.
Do you even know how to change your setting?
No. Is there like different. Is it pretty high? Like laser light?
Here, dude.
Like so Luxor light?
You just like swipe up from the bottom, and then here's your little brightness. Oh, look. Oh, wow.
Oh,
if somebody's
okay.
Got it maxed out.
What's wrong with that? Where was yours at?
Mine's almost all the way down.
Okay.
Because I want my battery to last longer than 5 minutes.
All right. But what's wrong with the people that have it up super bright?
You just can't trust them.
Oh, okay. Because they like to see where they're going, or they like to see what their task light.
If I explain it to you, then you'll try to be one of us, and you'll try to infiltrate our clubs, and we don't
so
want
we
you
can't
in.
Have-
yeah. So you know what happens?
I don't want to be in.
Here's the deal: like we have these special clubs we go to, and they're like, "Hey, real quick, we just need to see your phone." And you open it up; it's really bright. They're like, "Oh, I'm sorry, sir."
Oh, is that what happened?
Yes.
Oh,
and then we just don't let you in.
Is that
the speakeasy? It's the low light speakeasy.
The low light phone speak, huh?
Mm-hmm. People who FaceTime when they're walking down the street. Never trust that person.
Oh, I'll give you that. Pay attention to where you're going because you're usually knocking into me.
And beyond that, have your conversation. I understand multitasking in the modern world is important, but nobody needs to hear you.
Thank you.
Nobody needs to see you talking to your daughter. When I've had a FaceTime conversation at a work function, I excuse myself. I get to the darkest, dankest corner. I'll go into like the disabled stall in the bathroom.
You do actually
to
yeah.
like have the conversation
because I don't want people horning in on my what I'm saying,
right?
Or seeing
yeah. my kids. Do you have somebody you don't trust that you want to add to the list?
Yeah, I think I brought it up before, but in the grocery store, the people that let the cooler door slam shut when you grab your milk, you're grabbing your frozen chicken, whatever. You know what?
That's what it's designed for.
No, it's not. You can close it nicely. Wow. I'll be clear across at the other end of the slam, slam, slam. You know what those tells me about those people? They're selfish and you don't respect other people's stuff. That's what's going on there.
Let me explain this to you.
What's that?
Because you living alone, you reach in and buy your one thing of hungry man chicken yeah. fried steak
and
or whatever.
Gently close the cooler door.
I have a family I have to feed. So when I open the door, I grab two of the ginormous bags of frozen mangoes. I don't have a free hand and I'm not putting my mouth on there or right. doing anything else. So I just, it
your
goes.
What? You have an elbow. There's other body parts. You could do
it. Oh, so I you can, don't trust me because I need two bags
you know
of mangoes.
I can meet you at a grocery store and I will hand you your two bags of mangoes. No, I'll watch you get them out of the cooler.
And then you'll.
And there, you can figure out a way. A finger, your pinky.
No.
Hook it around the door handle.
No,
you shut it. Yes, you can.
It's designed to close
no,
itself.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. Then why does it close itself?
Let me ask you this. So if I come over to your house and I'm at your fridge.
That's
and I
different.
Just, so, okay.
That's
so,
my fridge.
That's your stuff,
yes.
right?
Yeah. Okay. I quit. You're the biggest hypocrite when it comes to things like this.
No, I'm not.
Oh, I drive like that because I can't. What if somebody cuts you off? Well, screw them. Like, you are the king of double standards, but you're going to call me out on a double standard?
Because I know you have the physical ability to have two bags of mangoes
nope.
and be able to
they're
quietly shut the... Gotcha. But then
they're huge. They're
quietly.
Like this big. They're like 3-4
you know
pounds
Here's what
each.
You do. You let the door close hard on its own at the last second. Just stick your elbow in there. Just
Why
your
would
hip.
I do that?
Put your hip in there and let it close. Yeah.
Nope.
Because you don't respect other people's stuff.
I respect it.
You're a cooler door slammer.
You know what? That cooler door wants to close itself. If you don't let it close itself, the designers were like, but I put the weights in it so it would close.
No.
Oh, its potential is never realized if you don't let it do that.
Just no. You're supposed to read
it
because that makes it more effective.
It does.
See, Steve, I know I'm right because I'm speaking in hushed, quiet tones. Yeah, that.
So the only one I want to add, and then we're going to get you guys.
Yeah, who do you
got? Mine is like twofold. Mine mostly has to do with going to events.
Okay.
And I know I'll burn for one of these. Never trust a person who buys the who comes to a concert already wearing a shirt.
Wait a second.
I don't know why it drives me nuts.
Okay, we're at a, well, you use your example. We're at a Journey concert.
Sure.
I have a Journey t-shirt at home.
Don't do it.
Why?
No.
You show up.
I don't
I'm
like
representing. I have to buy from the merch
yep.
booth. Why?
Yeah,
and then switch out my shirt?
Sure. Or don't wear it until the next time.
Why?
I don't know. I don't know why I don't like it.
Okay, so when I go to a sporting event, I can wear like a Broncos jersey at a Broncos game. But if I'm going to a Journey concert.
So this is where I'm a little bit of a hypocrite. Yes, you can wear a Broncos jersey to a Broncos game.
Okay.
However, you're not allowed to paint your face. You're not allowed to paint a B-R-O-N-C-O-S, a D, a fence, anything like that on your body.
I'll give you that.
So never trust somebody definitely don't trust somebody who's only one letter of a word.
That's emblazoned on their
yes.
chest.
Somebody's like, man, we got to get there on the O. Yeah, we're done.
I'm vital. You can't say Broncos.
You're at the exclamation point. Right now, they're just saying Broncos.
But without, yeah.
Yeah, it's got to be Broncos. Don't trust anybody who paints their body for a game.
I'll give you that one.
Yes. So, nice. And if they're wearing a Journey shirt to a Journey concert.
What's wrong? No, just anybody going to a Journey concert
okay,
is suspect.
I'll widen that out.
All right.
Don't trust anybody.
I'll widen
you know, out. You know, the Journey Def Leppard concert was like a Coors Field sellout, so we just alienated some.
They were there for Leppard. They were there for sure.
They might have been. All right, so you get the radio station. Tell us who in the world sucks, who you should never, ever trust. Janet?
Yay.
Never trust someone who blanks.
I would never trust somebody that my dog growls and barks at.
Oh.
Oh, you think your dog's got some sixth sense, some intuition or something?
Absolutely. I think all animals do.
So wait, Janet. So you like say you yeah. met a guy, you brought him home for the first time, you thought he was great, and then the dog, so you both broke up with the dude.
Yeah.
Nice. Wow. Okay.
You never know.
Steve has found his out.
Your dog's just not.
Yeah, sorry. Now that I've slept with you, I heard your dog growling, so I'll excuse myself.
I'm out.
See ya. Thank you, Janet.
That was cool.
Holly.
Hi.
Hi. Never trust someone who blanks.
Never trust anybody that's wearing a suit and tie and they got cowboy boots on.
I can honestly say I don't think I've ever seen that.
You know what?
Really?
Yeah.
You're right, I have.
There's a representative or a congressperson. Like, if they're from a...
You're right.
Yeah, like a ranching state.
They try to do the whole,
yes,
I'm still one of you,
yes,
but
yes,
I'm also one of them. Oh, that's gross. Because there's something...
What kind of cheap, useful, like, are you going to try to sell me? That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, yeah. No, I get it.
Yeah.
It's weird because when women cross... genres, like when women wear like a sundress and cowboy
and boots, yeah,
I find that awesome.
Yeah, but when a guy,
and even women in like cool boots when they're wearing a suit looks awesome.
They can pull it off.
But yeah, but you're right. A dude
looks like a huckster.
Yes, you're yeah, right. What sort of snake oil are you selling, sir? Thank you for the call.
Like, that's a good one.
I had never thought about yeah, that, but I'll never look at them the same way again. Brandy.
Yay.
Never trust someone who, what?
Hashtag never trust someone who blares their music over their phone for everyone to hear.
Oh,
does the speaker on their phone?
Everyone pay attention to me.
Around.
What if everyone really wanted to hear some music at the time?
Oh.
Yeah, because we all have the same taste in music.
Well, we don't have to have the same taste, but if there's a group of us and we happen to be sitting somewhere and there's a cup there, because what I do is I put my phone in the cup. If you set your phone like in a glass,
okay,
the speakers are down in the glass and the glass acts as a, and
yes,
it just like, you have your little mini Bluetooth speaker with a cup.
That's true.
And I do that at pools all over the nation.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Until people finally splash my phone enough that it stops. Yep. So I'm a person who can't be trusted.
Yeah, that's a good one, actually. Yeah,
thank you, Brandy. I don't like that one.
That one's why?
Because I'm trying to be the DJ for everybody. I'm helping.
No, you're just imposing.
It's not like I'm playing like.
You're imposing your will.
Hey, everybody, I know you're all real young, but here's a winger set. Nobody even knows who Winger is. Why did I say that? I could have said any
you,
band.
You and me, buddy. All that's right, the only.
I'm only set. Okay.
There it is.
Shawnee.
Yay.
Yeah, I'm not listening to this one.
Never trust someone who
said that they are a perfect driver.
Huh. Steve, are you here?
But I'm the only one that backs it up with evidence.
With evidence of what?
Everyone, you people tell me I'm the best driver, so I must be the best driver.
I will say this.
What?
I have said a lot of things to you about your driving.
Mm-hmm.
Calling you the best driver is the furthest thing from...
I swear, you were with me and you went, you are the...
I have thanked God that I'm alive as I shoulder roll out of your car when you slow down enough.
Whatever.
But I've never been like, wow, that was fun.
Okay.
So...
Well, other people.
Like...
Cops and...
Yes.
Driving
instructors. Yes, when they pull you over and they blow your kneecaps off, that's not a sign of respect, brother.
Oh, I bet they like me.
Slacker and Steve.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.